This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hundreds of people gathered near the Georgia state capitol in the United States to demand justice for the victims of shootings at massage businesses in and around the Atlanta area. The crowd Saturday called for an end to racism and xenophobia. Many waved signs and cheered speakers, including U.S. Senators Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff. And a Georgia state senator is a state representative, the first Vietnamese American to serve in the Georgia House. Similar rallies were held around the country in protests over the killings of eight people at three Atlanta area massage businesses. A 21-year-old white man is now being accused and is in custody. In Chicago, about 300 people gathered and hundreds marched in New York City as well. The Biden administration is now facing growing questions about why it was not more prepared for an influx of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. The administration is scrambling to build up capacity to care for 14,000 young undocumented migrants now in federal custody. More are likely on the way. Immigration experts say the predicament was predictable. Biden administration officials blame the Trump administration for making a mess of the immigration system. Border Patrol officials have encountered more than 29,000 unaccompanied minors since October 1st of last year, nearly the same number of youths taken into custody for all.